County report out to share. Here's an idea that came out of our discussion that is valuable to my mind. And the room we're in, I think, affords us the opportunity to do that without the microphone and asking people to come and stand in line, et cetera. Does everybody agree with that? Are you okay with that? No? Yes? I have no idea what Blank said to me. So when I ask a question and there's no response, I'm good. I'm just not that good. So, yes? Yeah? Yes. It would be great to hear. This has been such a robust discussion and such a valuable discussion. We actually went beyond the 30 minutes and we had 40 minutes and it went rather quickly, as you can see. So, obviously, significant investment and real concern about the work. So without anyone having to move, this is how I'm going to handle it. And Michelle's going to help me. We're just going to go table to table. And if there's someone at the table, give about 30 seconds to a minute, and if something came out of the discussion you think everyone should hear. Okay? And I will start with Carl. So I would ask you to stand and speak. Yeah. Yep. And use your outside voice.
So one interesting idea that we heard here was around language and how listening out is affecting language and how it affects the language. And there's a question around how this kind of conversation lends to
Well, that's excellent. Thank you. That's great. That's great. So this. Okay, outside voice, nice and projected. Thank you very much for coming to this. Jennifer, we're at your table. So it does not require staff. So. Thank you so much. Your table.
Okay, I think a lot of it, what we talked about, as we said already, we also talked about really making some intentional outreach around to developers who have proposed in the past, service provider agencies who have been connected with developers in the past, and really reaching out to them, figuring out why they are not engaging with us, if there are barriers that we have to
great stuff. Thank you so much. Remember, outside voice.
Our table is going to elevate a community.
Stand. Oh, wonderful.
Yes, beautiful. Right.
Yeah, beautiful.
Elevate.
Yeah, yeah, elevate it.
My name is Colleen. I'm a community engagement liaison. So what we came up with, the first question is, have a percentage of the contract, you know, for contractor, let's say 30% to new minority contractor that hasn't done any work with local government. And then for a prime contractor to be like that, you know, just holding hands along the way, to be a mentor and then looking after, you know, the new contractor. And
that's awesome.
Part of the contract, we can award you as prime, but the percentage of it, you're gonna have somebody feedback on you.
That's awesome.
So forth. So that's the first one. Second one, you mentioned that 70% was received referral from agency like Purple. But I think moving on, because, you know, with the new arrivals and community of colors, some people, you know, are comfortable coming to agency like Purple, but some people are not, because it's still a mainstream working with minority immigrant and refugees. But there are communities, you know, they have their own community center, whether that's at churches, you know, or temple, or somebody's garage. So reach out to those community, you know, it's not a structure organized, but they still have a community.
Yeah.
Reach out to them and you say, okay, how about you guys give us a referral?
Yeah. 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 Great. Some grassroots approach. Thank you very much. And last but not least. Can you give yourselves a hand for great involvement? Two things, maybe three, before we go. A request would be that the notes and the information that was captured, we want to make sure that we get it so that you don't leave with that information It isn't to take it from you, but to make sure that we're benefiting from the collective wisdom that's in the room. And so, Jennifer is not booked. Perfect. So we'll make sure Tanya gets all the papers. And then I want to give an opportunity for any of the Bond Oversight Committee members, if there was anything you wanted to say in regard to the work and the effort tonight. Alan, what do you think?
Oh, thanks. I'll say I think I really appreciate you having us out here, and I think the key members that are here, I think it is, I'm going to talk about this process as beginning of stakeholder groups. It's really important to me, community members, to reach out to the bond committee or the city to say, you know, something's not working. We don't always know that. There's a lot of numbers, a lot of processes. We don't always know something's not working.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate your time and your effort and energy. Appreciate that. Mr. Mayor, who indicated he was not going to be able to stay the entire time and then stay the entire time. We appreciate that. Is there anything you want to say to the community?
Thank you. This has been great. I want to thank everybody on the Bond Oversight Committee. I know times have been technical and heavy. We're all busy people. I want to thank you for your volunteer service. And I also want to thank everybody. I know a good solid half of the people in this room. I know we're all busy. We're all doing things. Each of your members, you understand this is where the action is. The housing agenda is so important. It's where people connect to their education. We were talking about that. It's where families connect with jobs. It's where people connect with their community institutions. It's where families get to exercise.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good night, everybody. Be safe going home. Please make sure we get all the paperwork and we please take food with you.
So,
probably.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sometimes I can't.
Longer than I can. That's right.